What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Grand Slam Podcast. My name is Josh. You can find me on Twitter at jteeter67. You can find my writing starting again tomorrow at 1n2w.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Travis. You can find me at gsptcal on Twitter. You can find my writings at grandslamblog.com.
I am Ryan. You can find me on Twitter at Ryco. Oh, wait, no. I actually changed my Twitter.
Oh, ooh. You did?
All right, yeah. It's Rye Smith right now, or forever. That's what it is now. R-Y-S-M-I-T-T.
What happened to Rycago? I like Rycago.
I saved that username to another account just in case.
Wait, smart. Isn't that your Instagram?
No, but it's very close. But I like, I don't know. I like that one better. But yeah, so it's R-Y-S-M-I-T-T now. And you find my writings coming up soon at 1n2w.com.
We back.
Yes,
you're opening day.
You're listening opening to this day on opening eve. Day.
Yeah, you're listening That's to this true. On opening day, but it's opening day eve.
What's this March Madness stuff that I keep seeing people talk about?
No, don't go there yet. I don't March Madness.
I don't understand. This year it sucks. It sucks this year.
It does suck this year.
There's literally one seed that's not a top five seed in the region that's in the Sweet 16.
And that's Oregon. And they're
predicted
that. Yeah,
exactly. It's ridiculous.
Oregon was hot going into the tournament. Like, I knew that was going to happen.
March Madness sucks this year.
My bracket's 99.2%, by the way. So.
Damn.
Attaboy. I finished in the top 1% in 2017.
I was going to say, I did that one year. I think it was 2017 when I did it. But
yeah, I predicted the Final Four completely right, and then I got the championship.
Nice.
Completely.
We're on fire right now.
Yeah, my bracket this year sucks because I get way too upset happy and pick too many.
Yeah, that's why I did.
I think my bracket is like the 32 percentile or something.
I'm in the 49.
Yeah, I'm terrible this year. So,
so we're going to do predictions, right, Travis?
Yeah, and I have some prop bets for us to make too.
Okay. And before we get into this, Travis and I went on a show the other day, and we recorded like a disappearance type deal. And I told a story. Have I told that story on here, Travis, about me getting death threats?
I think you have. If you have, it's been a while, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to freshen up on that because I feel like that's an interesting story, and I like telling it.
It is a good story.
Yeah. So I have a Twitter account called Not Chris Coughlin, created it back in 2013, and as everyone knows, I'm a huge Chris Coughlin fan, if you listen to this podcast. Well, and what year was that? 15? 14?
It was either 14 or 15.
Yeah, I think it was 15. But I probably had 1,500, 2,000 followers at that time, so, you know, I thought I was big stuff. I held with my, 14-year-old self. I was freaking out and whatever. And so we're playing the Pirates, and I'm sitting in my civics class. So it was my ninth grade year, so it was I'm a senior, so it was 4 years ago. So I'm sitting in class, and I get this. No, was I watching? I might have been watching the game. No, I wasn't. I look on Twitter, and I have all of this Korean writing in my mentions, and I have no idea what it is. And so I go to my Twitter feed and see that Chris Coughlin took out Pirates
Jung Ho Kang.
Yeah, took out his legs. And so I remember seeing all these messages, and I started translating them through, the Twitter translator, and I had someone else translate them for me, and it was, death threats. And people just freaking out on me. And so I had to get a person that I followed on Twitter to type in Korean for me and say, I think it was, I'm not the real Chris Coughlin, I'm a student, is what it said. And I had to go back and send it to every one of them. I had so many death threats from Korean people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a fun story.
It's insane. Yeah. Yeah, go check out that podcast. What's it called? The Bag of Donuts? Am I right? No?
Wait, what were you saying?
I said, what's that? The podcast, Bag of Donuts podcast.
Yeah. So my mom just came into my room because she fell down. And so she just came in here laughing. So I got distracted. Are you dead? Okay, she's not dead. So we're good. That's not my fault.
That's good.
The floor was supposedly wet and she was walking and pressed her butt, and it was my fault. But she's alive, so we're good.
No worries then.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about baseball now.
Baseball. We back.
Okay. Yeah. Where do we want to start off, Trev?
Let's do predictions first. So we're just going to run through each division and then the wild cards as well. Basically say who we think is going to make the playoffs and then give the champion of each league and then the eventual World Series champion. Okay. And then we'll do some awards and then I have some prop bets set up for us that are kind of interesting and fun. So
I like it.
All right. Let's start in the AL East. Who do you guys think is going to win? Start with Josh.
Why do you guys start with me?
I mean, I can start. I have the Yankees, and so does Steve. Yeah, Steve also has the Yankees.
That's why I was going to say the Yankees.
All right. Ryan?
Yeah, I was going to say the Yankees, too. All right.
I mean,
World Series hangover.
Yeah, and the Red Sox bullpen is kind of trash. Yeah. So, which people said that last year. And then they dominated in the playoffs and everything. But they also don't have Craig Kimbrel. And, in fact, no one has Craig Kimbrel. So. AL Central. I actually picked a bit of an upset here. Picked the Twins.
That's what I was going to say.
I think the Indians are going to have a down year this year. They've been so good for so long. And the Twins, it just feels like they're ready to take that step. But you going Twins, Josh?
Yeah, I'm also going Twins.
Steve went with the Indians. Ryan?
I'm gonna go with the Indians as well.
I thought you were gonna pick the Royals for a second.
I'm going to the Tigers.
The Royals are gonna be the most fun, like 95 loss team that the world has ever seen. They're gonna steal so many bases. It's gonna be awesome. AL West. I feel like everyone's gonna have the same answer to this one. Me and Steve both picked the Astros.
I'm going out west with the Anaheim Angels.
Why did I say going out west?
Everyone is west. It's the AL West.
But like way out west. Yeah. Further out west.
Yeah, I'm going with the Angels. They're going to surprise some people this year. Finally. And then they'll lose in the playoffs. But
gotta go Astros.
Yeah. All right. Wild card one.
Astros.
Smart. Me and Steve both picked the Red Sox for this.
Yeah, I would also pick the Red Sox.
Yeah.
If the Yankees are winning.
And then wild card two, I have the Angels here, so I'm not far off from you. Josh.
Okay, I might say something really stupid right here. Red Sox don't make the playoffs, the Indians get the second wild card spot.
I don't hate that. Wow. I really don't.
Bold. Bold take of the day.
Steve, with me, also picked the Angels, so me and him are in lockstep, except for the AL Central.
I'll say the Twins.
Okay. Nice.
I'm really going to laugh when the Red Sox break off like 105 wins this year. Yeah.
Right.
Total idiot. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Who wins the AL?
Oh.
I have the Astros. Steve has the Yankees, of course.
I'm going Yankees.
Also the Yankees.
Damn. I'm glad I'm not with the Yankees then. I almost picked the Yankees. All right, we'll do the awards after we do the NL. So the NL East. Me and Steve had different answers on this one. I picked the Nationals. He picked the Phillies.
I
like the Nationals.
Is no one talking about the Braves this year?
I almost picked the Braves, and I know I talked them up on the last podcast, but I couldn't pull the trigger here.
I'm taking the Braves.
I like that. Going out on a limb.
Yeah.
The thing with the Braves is we're going to get to a Marlins prop bet in a minute. The Braves have so many young dudes. Like, are they going to take a step forward or take a step back? It's either going to be the 2015 Cubs, where they took that leap forward and were in the NLCS, or it's going to be the 2016 Astros, where they took a step back and missed the playoffs. Like, it's going to be one of the two. But yeah, I like that pick. I like the Braves a lot. They're going to be fun. NL Central.
Cubs.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-boom.
Against my better judgment, I also picked the Cubs. Steve, however, pick the Cardinals.
Fuck Steve.
Boo.
All right, the NL West.
Oh. Rockies.
Damn it, I picked the Rockies too. I thought I was going to be the only one. That's why I waited to say it.
Doyers.
Yeah, Steve also picked the Dodgers. I just feel like eventually the Dodgers have to fall off, right? There has to be a year where they take a step back. And everything feels like it's pointing to this year. Like, Walker Buehler had a great year last year. Can he do it again? Because they're going to need him to. Kershaw's already had an interesting spring with injuries. They traded away Puig, who, by the way, I think is going to be incredible with the Reds.
Just hopefully not against the Cubs.
Right? Yeah, no shit. He's going to kill the Cubs, though. Like, you just know it's going to happen. I don't even care. Go fucking Puig. I love Puig. All right. The first wild card spot. I have this one going to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. I'm going to go. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. Steve has the Cubs in the number one wild card spot.
Okay. I'm going to take the Phillies.
Nice.
Yeah, I was thinking the Cardinals.
Yeah. They're going to work that voodoo magic this year. You just know they are. Wild card two, I have the Braves, and Steve has the Yankees.
Cardinals.
The Rockies. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
The Cardinals don't make the playoffs this year. The Brewers are the second wild card.
Brewers, nice. Surprised that's the first Brewers pick we've had.
We'll go with Phillies.
All right. Now, the NL champ.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Who you guys got?
Ba-da-ba. The Chicago Cubs.
The Colorado
Please just make
Rockies.
Those sound effects.
Oh, my God.
Really? The Rockies in the World Series?
Rockies. No, I have no idea. The Nationals?
I have the Nationals, yes.
You heard wow. Me.
Bryce Harper was the thing holding the Nationals back. No, they improved their pitching staff. They got better in the field despite losing Bryce Harper. I think Victor Robles is going to be fantastic. Juan Soto's great. I mean, I just... Nationals, man. Fuck the Nationals.
No, I'm switching mine to the Cubs. Best nine. Okay. Cubs will win it all.
And Steve has the Yankees. So Steve has Yankees, or the Phillies. Steve has Yankees, Phillies in the World Series, right? He has Yankees, Phillies in the World Series. Josh has Yankees, Cubs. Ryan has Yankees, Cubs. And I have Nationals, Astros.
I've said Yankees, Cubs for the past, like, 3 years. But
yeah, literally since we've been doing this podcast.
One day I'll get it right.
All right, who's your World Series champ? Steve has the Yankees. I have the Astros winning it.
Steve's going to be happy with my pick. I'm going to the Yankees.
That's probably a smart pick.
I'm going to go with the Yankees, too. I can't be too confident about the Cubs.
We have three freaking Yankees winning the World Series. Come on, guys.
I can't jinx us. Season, you know, like, I screwed us last season.
All right,
me and Josh voted Cubs for, like, everything last season. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure
we get
too.
Bounced.
Let's move on to AL Awards. Steve did not send these in, so it'll just be us three. The AL MVP.
Gosh.
I mean, I have Trout.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Trout didn't win it last year, and he put up the best numbers.
I mean, Mookie had pretty much just as good numbers, but it was close. I put in parentheses as like a sort of dark horse, which now is starting to gain traction from what I've seen on Twitter. Bregman.
Okay.
I think he could really carry the Astros. And since I have the Astros winning the World Series, I figured I'd throw him in there. I'm going Trout.
This is going to be super dark horse. Andrew Benintendi.
Ooh.
I'm a huge fan of him. He did come from Arkansas, but I'm a huge fan of him.
The guy who did not pick the Red Sox to make it to the playoffs has Benintendi winning MVP.
Oops. Oops.
Just thought I'd point that out real quick.
I think Mookie will have a down year. I think he'll be good, but he won't be near as good.
He won't be anywhere near as good. Yeah.
No. And it's not – I think the AL, there's going to be a bunch of wins. I think the Red Sox are barely going to miss it. It's going to be competitive all the way.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, AL Cy Young. What you guys got?
Verlander.
Okay.
I have Garrett Cole.
Oh, wow.
Garrett Bull. Yeah.
So we're kind of on the same page, Ryan. Same team.
Yeah, same team.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to agree with Ryan on this.
Okay.
With Verlander.
I've always been a big Verlander fan for some reason.
My takes from that first year of us doing this podcast where I just slandered Verlander leading up to the trade deadline repeatedly do not hold up well.
Yeah,
because I was like railing against him, like he's old, he's gonna break down, all that shit, and now he's fucking like hasn't aged a day. It's ridiculous. I assume we'll probably all have the same rookie of the year, but let's see what you got.
Vlad.
Yeah.
No, disagree.
Ooh,
Eloy Jimenez. Whatever his freaking name is.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think he's gonna be.
I actually kind of forgot about him, yeah.
And I think Vlad will be really good too. But I honestly think that Eloy will put up really good numbers and surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think he's gonna be really good. Okay, on to the NL MVP.
And
I think I changed this like 3 or 4 times before I finally settled on Nolan Arenado finally winning it.
Okay.
I had Chris Bryant for a long time, but I looked it up. Like, he's finished the last 3 years, fourth, third, and then second. Or it was either fourth, third, or second, or fifth, fourth, third. So it just feels like it's time for him to win it.
Tim Tebow.
And I have Rockies winning the West, so Tim Tebow. Again, we'll get to Tim Tebow in our prop bets.
I'm going to go Anthony Rizzo.
Ooh. I like that.
As bad as I want to say Javi, I think he's going to have...
I think he's going to regress.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think he's going to be great, but I think he's going to regress.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ronald Acuna.
Nice.
I have to have a Braves pick in there.
Acuna Matata to you, sir.
Acuna Matata.
NL Cy Young. I feel like there's like 20 names that you can put for this, and I also changed this at the last moment. I originally had Aaron Nola, but then I realized I did not have the Phillies making the playoffs, so I changed it to Max Scherzer.
That's what I was gonna say, Max. Jeez.
Hell, you got the Phillies in the playoffs at least.
I'm going to say if I'm going to have the Nationals winning the East, I'm going to go – I'll say Max, too.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, I want to say this, but it's going to sound stupid. Kyle Hendricks straight off his
extension. Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. Yu Darvish. Give it to me. Healthy Yu Darvish, baby.
I like that.
Healthy. I do, too. I think he's going to have a great bounce back here. I guess I could have done comeback player of the year. I didn't, but we can if you guys want. Rookie of the year. I'm still deciding in my head on this one, so I'll let you guys go first.
Victor Robles?
I'm trying to think.
Is that who you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. That was one of the two that I had. So I'll go with the other one. Tatis Jr.
Tati.
I like that name. It was announced today that he's making the opening day roster. So
let's go.
I have two juniors winning it.
Let's go with I'm gonna say Peter Alonso.
Ooh, I like that. I actually really like that pick.
I'm full of great picks tonight.
That's a good one. I actually really like that one, man. That's an interesting one. All right. You guys ready for these prop bets?
I'm hyped. Let's get it.
There's some weird ones, so stick with me.
I love weird.
This one, will Tim Tebow make his major league debut?
Yes.
Heck yes. Yes.
I actually also think yes.
It's bound to happen. It's Tebow time, baby.
Because if it doesn't happen this year, it's never going to happen. So, I don't think he comes back for another year if he doesn't make it this year. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. I figured everyone would be yes on that one. That's why I threw it at the top. So, on to this one. Tyler Chatwood.
Oh, gosh.
What will be higher, innings pitched or walks?
Jeez.
Keep in mind, last year it was like 100 to 98 or something like that. Those numbers aren't right, but it was in that ballpark.
I'm going to say innings pitch.
I went with walks for the record.
Yeah.
Because he looked good in the spring, but that means nothing. So if I remember right, he was really good at the beginning of the year last year, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go innings pitched. I don't like him, but I would like to believe in him.
All right. This next one just makes my blood boil. Addison Russell games played with the Cubs.
Oh, gosh.
Over under 50.
Over, sadly.
Yeah, it's got to be over.
Yep. It's either zero or it's over.
You know what I mean? Seems like he hasn't been too bad this spring.
No, he's been really fucking good this spring. He's been so fucking mad. Every time I see his stat line, I get pissed off because I want him to be terrible, so the Cubs just cut him. He's been good. Ugh. All right. This one is Mookie Betts batting average versus Chris Sale's ERA. So you slide the decimal over, obviously, on this one.
Oh.
So last year, Betts hit like 363, and Sale's ERA was much lower than that, but still. Mm. What's going to be the higher value?
What's going to be higher?
Yeah, higher.
Sale's ERA.
Yeah, I'll say Sale's ERA too.
I also said Sale's ERA. I think he's going to struggle this year. He's like faded down the stretch the last few years. Good. Well, that's true. It might be a little bit of a combo. All right.
Yep.
Will a Cubs player hit 35 or more home runs? And
yep.
If so, who? And you Kyle can name more multiple people. I like that.
Yeah.
Schwarbs. I put Chris Bryant. I think Bryant's going to come out with a vengeance this year.
You don't think we're going to have more than two or more than one?
With 35? That's I can see more than one,
but I feel like I can see two.
Who? KB and Schwarbs?
I guess Schwarber's definitely one. I want to say KB.
I mean, Rizzo.
Yeah, you had Rizzo winning the MVP, God, Josh.
Is a lot.
Yeah. I could see Rizzo
you
want me doing
put Rizzo
it.
For you?
Yeah, do Rizzo and Schwarbs.
Right. I have KB, which I feel like is – I mean, I think he's going to be incredible this year.
I think he's going to have a good year, too.
All right. Who's going to be the MLB home run champ? And you can put how many you think he's going to hit, too. I have an interesting one, Joey Gallo with 45
homers. Oh, wow.
He was like third or fourth last year. I mean, he just drops bombs. But with how bad they're going to be, I think he's just going to hit the shit out of the ball every time.
How much did Stanton have last year? 60.
Someone that Chris Davis was the leader with like 48.
Wait,
last year. That was 2 years ago. With the Marlins.
I'm going to say Judge with 46.
I have one in here that I had a prop bet in here with Aaron Judge that I took out. I stole it from the Ringer MLB show that I listened to. It was what's going to be higher, Judge's batting average or his opening day weight.
Oh.
Which is 282 pounds. So will he hit 282 or better? Which I really like that one. But
I think he will, actually.
They were talking about how the last two seasons, his average, like, combined in the last two seasons is, like, right at 282.
Yeah,
so it's like right on the money. All right, home runs last year. Yeah, Chris Davis had the most with 48. Oakland Chris Davis, obviously, not Baltimore Chris Davis. JD Martinez, 43. Joey Gallo, 40. Jose Ramirez, Mike Trout, 39. and then Stanton with 38.
I'm going to go Stanton. He's dropping 50.
50 tanks.
50 kabuyas. Kabuya.
I said 45. I'm going to bump it up to 47. Josh?
On the home runs, I said Judge.
How many?
I think I said 46.
46. Okay. Who will be the Miami Marlins All-Star representative?
Derek Jeter.
Starlin, darling.
You think Starlin? Here's the thing with that, because I thought about it. Like, I think he's their best player. The problem with that, he's a middle infielder.
Yeah, that's true.
Tough to get a middle infielder in.
Jeets.
I have Jose Urania.
Okay.
I think he's their best starter. So I felt like that was logical, but
yeah, that's good.
Jeez.
You want me to put down Starlin for you?
Yeah, put Starlin.
Here's another thing. I don't think Starlin's a Marlin by the All-Star break.
Yeah, he's a Cub after Addison Reyes was cut.
That would be awesome.
Sergio Romo's on the
Marlins. Yeah, he is. I saw that too. That really surprised me.
Going with him. Why not?
Bringing back something from like 2012. All right. All the war questions. I have several war questions coming up. It's all B war, baseball reference war. Whose B war will be higher, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper?
Manny.
For reference, last year, Harper was 1.3, Machado was 2.8. The year before, Harper was 4.6, Machado was 2.9.
Okay. I'm going to take Manny.
I put Manny as well.
Manny.
Man, I thought you'd go with your boy Harper there.
Wait. God. No.
Harper. I mean, they're like dead even for their career for the most part.
God. No, I'm going Manny.
Okay, only three more. This one, I might tweak this one a little bit. We'll talk it through and see what you guys think. Trout's war or the best Angels pitcher wins? So whoever has the highest wins total among the Angels pitchers. Last year, Trout had 10.2 baseball reference war, and their wins leader had 10.
I'm going to say wins leader.
It's real close.
Is Otani pitching this year?
No, he's not.
No.
Oh, hate that.
Just because wins is a useless – I don't like that stat, and I feel like someone can break off 15 wins.
Yeah, that's true. And not do
great.
But the Angels have always had trouble keeping pitchers healthy. They don't have a great – I mean, their opening day starter is freaking what's his nuts that used to play for the Cubs and didn't even start for them?
Hamels?
No. Or
not Hamels.
Cahill.
I didn't mean that. Yeah, Cahill. Yeah, I didn't know.
He didn't do bad last year.
Yeah, Trevor Cahill is the opening day starter for the Angels. I have Heaney as their wins leader, but
I really just said, oh, gosh.
I'm like Trout's war.
Hey, Hamels used to play for the Angels, so that's fair.
Who was the guy that was out with Tommy John last year for the Cubs that got traded?
Smiley?
Yeah, I was thinking him for some reason.
Yeah, he's with Rangers.
Who's even on? That's right.
They traded him for Cole Hamels, to keep Cole Hamels.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
But I was thinking about tweaking it and saying either Trout's war plus one or Trout's war plus two. That way it gives you a little wiggle room.
Oh, I like that.
I think plus two would make sense. Like, his average for his career is about 9. So that would put him at 11. But then again, Trout's always capable of rattling off 10, 12.
Yeah. That's tough. I'm going to still go pitchers.
I'm going to go Trout just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I'm saying Trout too.
All right. I'll put Trout B war plus two. All right, this one's kind of sad. Albert Pujols war, over, under, zero. So will he over. Be positive or negative? Here's the thing.
Still alive?
Last year, he was positive half a win. The year before, negative 1.9. Mm. I'm going under because Pujols is going to have to play first base this year because Ohtani can only DH. Like, he's not playing in the field, and he's going to be the everyday DH since he's not pitching. So he's going to have to play first base.
Yeah, I'm still going to take the over. I think, I mean, he's not going to do great, but I think he'll barely get over.
And here's another kicker. Albert Pujols' career BWAR, 99.9.
Oh, wow.
Heading into the 2017 season, he was over 100. Now he's back up at 99.9.
Hmm.
Josh, what you got? Or Ryan, what you got? Sorry, I already had you.
Oh, over.
Over. You think it'll be by much? What do you think he's going to be at?
Three.
I mean, I like my under, I'm thinking like no. negative 0.2, but still.
1.1. He's going to be worth a win this year.
I'm putting that down.
1.4.
Damn. I would be stunned if he gets over one win. If I, like, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I would be
at
too.
At this point in his career. He can't run. He can't do anything of value on the defensive end. Like, all he can do is hit. And even that is hampered because he can't run the bases.
He's going to drop some tanks this year.
On to our last one. The bad Chris Davis. The white Chris Davis from the Orioles.
The used to be good Chris Davis.
He used to be good Chris Davis. Now he's bad Chris Davis. Okay. What will be the lower value? Chris Davis batting average versus the best ERA in baseball for a starting pitcher among qualified starters. All that good stuff. Now I have the numbers for the last two seasons. Last season, Chris Davis hit 168. And the best ERA was Jacob DeGrom at 170. So Chris Davis edged him out.
Wow.
And the year before, Chris Davis hit 215. And the best ERA, I didn't write down who it was. I want to say it was Scherzer. Was it 225? So again, Chris Davis edged it out. So this is back-to-back years that he's done this.
I think Davis will be higher.
Like, you think he's going to hit better? Like,
yes.
Last season it was 168 to 170. So you think Chris Davis will be higher?
Comeback player.
Yes.
Okay. So you want, so I'll put pitcher for you.
Yes.
Okay. Any ideas on who? You don't have to. I mean,
who did I say for my, oh, Darvish?
You said Darvish and Verlander.
Verlander. I think Davis will hit 223. And Verlander will have a 206 ERA. Write it down, Travis. Exactly.
I am.
I'm going to be exactly right. Then be a millionaire.
223, right?
Yeah, and 206.
Okay. I just put Chris Davis's batting average. I have 203 for his batting average.
Okay.
Ryan?
Chris Davis is going to bat 200. Scherzer is going to have 2.09 ERA.
Nice. Okay, that does it for our prop bets.
Woo!
What are you guys looking forward to on opening day? Baseball. Any games in particular? Just Cubs?
Yeah, the Cubs.
I haven't really looked at many of the matchups. I'll probably – I mean, they got all the A's at the same time.
I hate how you play a game and then you have – to wait a day.
I know, it's awful.
Like, that's just like breaking my heart.
Yeah, it's like, the Angels play back to back days.
Like,
what
go Angels.
And
psych, and then, oh.
It's college baseball season, too, so I'm happy about that.
I'm happy that the Athletic Conference or the American Athletic Conference signed a deal with ESPN. So in 2020, I'll be able to watch Wichita State baseball
on ESPN. Go Knights, Charizard.
Because they've been on the fucking local Cox Communications channel for the last like 20 years, and Power I've six, literally Power never six, had that Power in my life. Six. Power six, let's go. Oh yeah, you're a UCF guy. Same yeah. conference. Let's go.
Let's go.
But anyway, there's some good matchups tomorrow. I think the A's Angels will be fun. Mets Nationals, Cardinals Brewers, Braves. I'm ready Phillies. For Cards
Brewers. That will be good.
I'm kind of interested in Reds Pirates because I want to see Puig.
Yeah.
Indians Twins. There are some really good ones. For on the shitty end, White Sox Royals.
White Sox are gonna blast them.
I'm very excited for fantasy baseball because in my money league, I got Mondesi and Whit Merrifield, both from the Royals, and they're both going to steal like at least 50 bags. So I'm winning every week in the stolen bases category.
Smart thinking, Trev.
Easy category to win. Not enough people think about it. Royals are going to be fun. I'm going to watch a lot of Royals games, despite them being fucking terrible. They're going to lose a lot of games, but they're going to be fun doing it.
Yeah.
So you guys have any picks for, like, must-watch teams?
Ooh.
I think there's some interesting teams this year.
Yeah. Wow. Honestly, I'm going to be watching the White Sox a lot just because of their young core. I don't think they'll be great this year.
That's a good pick.
I think they'll be a fun team to watch, though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm with that.
Go.
I think the Pirates will be a fun team to watch, too. See what they do. I'm interested to see what they do.
I like watching the Angels.
I'm not watching the Cubs. Yeah.
Trout and Ohtani, let's go. I did this thing with my grandma when she was still alive where I would open a pack. She would give me a pack of baseball cards every year for opening day. And so this year I did it with Marlo for her first year. Opened up the pack, very first card, Shohei Ohtani.
What up? Oh, baby.
I was way too excited about that. but yeah, I like the Royals and the Reds will be a lot of fun to watch. I'm actually really interested to see how the Reds do because I could see them winning 68 games. I could see them winning
68. Games.
Like, yeah, like they could be anywhere in that range, and I would not be surprised. I think Puig is going to have an incredible year at Great American Ballpark.
I can it's see the, that.
It's the perfect park for him to play at.
It definitely is.
But any thing you guys want to talk about with the extensions? A bunch of that shit went down.
Yeah.
DeGrom. Hendricks
got his.
Sale, Verlander.
I mean, the Hendricks deal a lot.
It's a great deal for the Cubs. I know that.
Who are the Cubs going to extend next?
I think Rizzo signs next.
I could see that.
Because I think, one, he wants to be a Cub for life. He's said that many times. He wants, like, I think everyone thinks of him as a Cub for life, even though he's still got, what, 8-10 years left on in his career. I think he could sign even like during the season. I could see that. I don't see anyone else signing during the season.
Did you see that when Theo traded Rizzo on the Red Sox, he told him I'm gonna get you back?
That's awesome.
Where they're at now.
Okay. Yeah, very true.
It's crazy.
But yeah, anything else?
I'm gonna say Dave Martinez is gonna win manager of the year. I know.
I like that. I also would probably agree with that since I have the Nationals in the World Series. So that would be the logical pick.
If the Cubs don't make it past the first round, then Joe Madden needs to be fired.
Well, his contract's up, so I think anything
that is true. Not re-signed.
I think anything short of the Cubs making it to the World Series, he's gone. Just because just because of the situation and everything.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how everything with Addison Russell continues to play out. Like I said, I think he's either going to be traded during his suspension or he's going to be with the Cubs all season. I don't think there's any like margin for error in that. I think it's one or the other. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be that he's just going to be a Cub. Sadly. So I feel like it's go Angels that way. Because fuck Addison Russell.
Yep.
Hope KB anyway, has a great comeback season.
Baseball starts in about 13 hours.
Oh, I'm pumped.
Very excited to listen to it all afternoon at work.
Everyone have a great day today. It's going to be a great day.
It is going to be a great day.
You have not only do you have baseball, but you also have March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Some great games, even though baseball matters more. But it's a great time of year.
Wait, who do you guys have winning it all in March Madness?
I mean, Duke.
Duke, yeah.
No, Tennessee, baby.
I mean, that'd be great, but
Duke would have lost to UCF.
And I think that was the scare that they needed to just go beat the living shit out of every other team that they face.
Well, I hope they don't. I hate Duke.
Oh, I hope they don't either. I hate Duke as well. But I just think they're far and away the best team in basketball.
Okay.
I mean, freaking KU beat Tennessee, so how big could they be? Because KU sucks. So.
Sure. Well, I guess that wraps it up, boys.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Remember to follow us. At Grand Slam Pod. Follow me at jteeter67 and my writings at 1m2w.com starting again tomorrow.
Follow me at gsptcow. New writing starting soon on grandslamblog.com. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe this weekend. Haven't decided yet.
Follow me at Bryce Smith.
Oh, yeah, we're all doing that rhythm.
How to keep it going. 1m2w.com. Me and Josh are back on the grind.
We back.
We have actually stuff to write about.
Follow Steve at Anders IEE or something. IEE.
Seems like he cares
watching
about
hockey. Yeah. Like a
seems
bum.
Like he cares more about hockey. But I mean, it's
like
understandable.
An absolute bum.
You know what? Hockey it's sucks. Understandable. The Islanders are actually good. So you know, Steve, enjoy your time.
If you asked me to but give you a ballpark us. Of what the Islanders' record was, I would not come within 50 games because one. No idea how good they are.
I don't know how many.
Two, I don't know how hockey records work. Yeah. Three, no idea how many games they've played.
Don't they go by points in hockey?
Play 82
yes.
games.
Let's say,
points
are
for
they
a win.
61
One point
and
for a
17.
Playoff loss.
I'm going to guess that they've had 53 points.
I'm saying 89.
We're so far apart.
I have no idea. What is it, Ryan? Do you know?
I genuinely don't have a guess.
98 somewhere. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I was close. Okay. Well, that wraps up. We don't like hockey. This is a baseball podcast.
This is a baseball podcast. So,
but it is a great baseball podcast.
Today,
happy
opening
day to you all.
I love you, and good night.
Good night.
Counted by the money spent. Today was just another better left unsaid. Days can't be counted by the time to rent. Tomorrow's just another like the one that comes next. The car on the highway that leads to the job at the desk by the boss with the elegant watch. The tick of the clock and the tick of the clock mark the moments till the ticking stops. But over time, the expectations grow. Oh.